Ben Cameron is down there, I think, with... in fact, Michael Stamp's down in the Eagles' rooms with Nick Natanui.
Thanks, Mark. Nick, you just come out of the meeting with Adam Simpson. What do you have to say after the match today?
We didn't catch up with Simo. We're going to see him tomorrow. We sat down in our lines and went through a few things with each leader and just spoke as a group.
Dockers kicked 9-0 in that first quarter. What do you put that down to?
I think we were heavily beaten out of the middle and put a lot of pressure on our back. So, obviously that first quarter put us behind and, we're just trying to fight back the whole game.
Nick, are there any positives that you can take out of the game?
Yeah, there are some positives. I think the way we fought back in those last three quarters, but in particular towards the end, we didn't give in. We didn't let them kick another 10 goals. So it all comes down to our start, as probably Simo touched on it at halftime. Not giving them that much of a lead.
Nick, at some of the, particularly in that first quarter when Fremantle were just white hot, at a lot of the stoppages, some of their midfielders seemed to have a lot of space sort of away from the contest. I speak of guys like Hill and Daniel Pearce had a lot of space. Was there a bit of a communication breakdown there, do you think?
Probably a little bit with setups. We changed that around after quarter time, but you put a lot of focus in the guys like Fife and Money on the inside, and you've got to be wary of guys who are damaging with the footy, like Hill, Lockie Neal as well, and Pierce. So, that was probably the biggest thing that let us down.
Nick, looking ahead, obviously, you said you're meeting with Adam Simpson tomorrow. Is that the done deal with regards to post-match, that the line coaches sit down and dissect what's happened? Is this the normal process?
It changes depending on how much of a break we have. I think leading into the Carlton game, we did our review pretty much post-match that night and moved on. But, we've got a bit of a longer extended break, so we'll catch up, give them a bit of time to look at the game as well and I guess meet with the coaches tomorrow.
Sunday against Brisbane, and they haven't been easy assignments in the last couple of years either, Nick.
Yeah, been tough always going up there, obviously a little bit dewy and... it is a tough challenge going up to Brisbane, but we've just got to move on from this game and look forward to getting up there and trying to beat Brisbane.
Mate, from your judgment out there, obviously beaten out of the middle, I think it was the first five they took forward with ease. What other areas do you think that overall the team has to improve at to get better, to match it with a side like Fremantle who are going very, very well at the moment?
Yeah, they are an elite team, they're top four, so there's a lot of things we can take out of it, but... just locking it inside our forward 50 and also helping our backs out as well. We're a little under man, but the guys have stood up. So, just getting back and helping those guys out.
And Jerry McGovern, mate, looked like he injured his knee. That's what he was getting iced. It'd be sad if you lose him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with Gov. He got subbed out is all I saw. But, it would be a big loss for us. But I guess we'll touch base with him tomorrow.
Well, Nick, I know it's always tough to chat after a loss, but a 5-goal defeat, certainly the last three quarters, as you said, gives you some hope for optimism moving forward. Thanks for being part of 6PR's Footy Review.
Thanks, guys.
Nick Natanui from the West Coast Eagles rooms. We'll head straight back to the phones now.